Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to third. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Wooten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Keltner steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wooten who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon juggles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Cozar moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Cozar moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cozar scores. Sullivan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wooten hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.